Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, bless the Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, my soul and all that is within me. Bless his holy and bless his righteous name. Most gracious Father, hallelujah. We love you and we thank you for another day and another opportunity to come, Father God, in your presence and your stead, to have a seat at the breakfast table. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you that man should not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Father. Thank you for feeding us so we want no more. For you said, blessed is he who hunger and thirst after righteousness, for he shall be fed. Thank you. Bless our services today. Father, we're in you and you alone will receive all the glory, the honor, and the praise. Your people will be edified. Satan is already horrified when we woke up this morning. But we woke up in Jesus' name. And we say, thank you, Father, that it's in you we live, we move, we breathe, and we have our being. Amen, amen. And as you taught your disciples to say, our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the glory, and the power, both now and forever, 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 and forevermore. Amen and amen. Bless the Lord and good morning to you. Top of the morning to you, to you, to you, to you, and to all of our listening audience. Amen. Those of you who are with us every day, those of you, amen, that stop by every now and then. And for those of you, it may be your very, very first time with us here at the Lifeway Jesus Kingdom Ministries Fellowship Service. Amen. Regardless, amen, we greet you all in the name of the Lord and say welcome, welcome, welcome. Breakfast is about to be served. Amen. So have a seat at the table. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. The Holy Spirit is serving us. Amen. Hallelujah. For man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. We also want you to know, in case you do not know, that we do meet on this platform 7 days a week, and we are celebrating 11 years. Amen. In another month. Amen. Glory be to God. So, amen. God bless and welcome, welcome, welcome. Amen. We want to thank God for bringing us up to this last day in the month. Amen. Glory be to God by his grace and by his mercies alone. Amen. For we know that millions didn't make it, but we are some of the ones who did. And we know that God has a purpose, amen, in everything that he does. Amen. And we bless the Lord. Amen. This morning on our 5 o'clock early morning prayer, amen, as we prayed and we sought the Lord, amen, for amen, a financial increase, amen, in wealth, amen, prosperity, and we know it's God's will for us to have it, amen, glory be to God, and we know that God has no problem giving it to us, especially, amen, when we ask and we meet the requirements, amen, glory be to God. He tells us if we seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, amen, he will give it to us, amen. We have not because we ask not, amen, hallelujah. Ask and ye shall receive, seek and ye shall find, knock and the door shall be open, amen, unto you, amen, glory be to God. But what we want to continue with this, glory be to God, beloved, sometimes, amen, I was, some of you already know I had the spirit of discernment, amen, glory be to God, and I want to thank God for that, amen, glory be to God, even before I knew what it was, amen, talking to some people who were not born again, they said that I was very aware, okay, they said that I was a person who was aware, so it's the same thing, okay, I am aware, but let's just call it what the Lord calls, he calls it discernment, and so I was, in somebody's environment, and I could pick up Amen. Glory be to God. I said we have to pray right now before I leave your house. I said, because what's happening here is you have the spirit of the leech. The Lord showed me. Not only did I discern it, the Lord showed me. Amen. So you have the spirit of the leech. Glory be to God. And it's not one of them. It's two of them. And that's why you can't get nothing going. Because as soon as, you know, your blessings come, amen, they're stealing it. They're stealing it before you see it, before it manifests. They hit you from the left and they hit you from the right. And we know that the devil comes to steal, to kill, and to destroy. Amen. So we was able, amen, glory be to God, to bind up that spirit, amen, of the thief and that spirit of the leech. Beloved, that's what we want to talk about this morning. We want to talk about the leeches. Beware of the leeches. Why, beloved? Amen. Because the Lord has no problem blessing you. See, the Lord has no problem getting it to you, but everybody not going to be happy that you got it. Everybody's not going to be happy that you got it. Let's see what the word of God has to say about this morning, coming out of the book of 1 Corinthians chapter number 16. Amen. Father God, we say thank you that the words of our mouth and the meditation of our hearts are acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength, O Lord, our Redeemer. 1 Corinthians chapter number 16, and I want to begin reading in your hearing, starting in verse number 5. And it said, reads like this. It says, after I go through Macedonia, I will come to you, for I will be going through Macedonia. Perhaps I will stay with you for a while, or even spend the winter, so that you can help me on my journey wherever I go. For I do not want to see you now and make only a passing visit. I hope to spend some time with you if the Lord permits. But I will stay on at Ephesus until Pentecost. Verse 9, because a great door for effective work has opened to me, but there are many who oppose me. A great door of opportunity, a great door, an effectual door, an opportunity of a lifetime has come to me, Paul writes. He says, but there are many adversaries. I have many people opposing me. I have many people. I have this great door of blessing, and you know God did it because only God can bless like this. What I've been praying for, what I've been working for, what I've been believing God for has finally come to me. But along with this blessing, I have so many haters. I have so many adversaries. I have so many who oppose me. Beware of the leeches, beloved. Beloved, in our scripture this morning, we see where Paul stood before a great and an effectual door. You might ask, okay, well, Pastor, where was Paul? Where was he when this great and effectual door opened to him? Beloved, amen, when we do our research in the history of Brother Paul, amen, we'll find out that after Paul had waited many years, I'm not talking about, you know, a couple of weeks, a couple of months. Paul had waited many years. Anybody been waiting on God for many years? Anybody been waiting on God for a long time for something? Well, Paul had waited many years for the extremely pagan city of Ephesus to open up. Why? For the preaching of the gospel. He was just waiting for an opportunity. He said, man, I'm just waiting. I'm just waiting for the opportunity to go in. The atmosphere at Ephesus was finally starting to change. Previous resistance was crumbling, and Paul's prayers was finally being answered as the gospel message began to conquer the city of Ephesus. It's a wonderful thing, beloved. After we ask God to do something and then you finally see it, you finally begin to see it, like, you know, the sun is breaking through. I can see light at the end of the tunnel. Like, you know what I mean? Like, oh, wow. You know, it's like you're in faith, but you're in unbelief. Like, is this really happening? But this is where Paul was, because Paul had waited a long time for this, beloved. Paul had prayed hard. Paul had worked hard, but Paul was waiting on the Lord. Matter of fact, beloved, when we read in our Bibles, hallelujah, in the 8th verse, the same chapter, but verse number 8, it lets us know that Paul was at Ephesus at the time that he wrote this letter to the Corinthians church. And this is why Paul wrote, he said, but I will tarry at Ephesus until Pentecost. Paul's accomplishment in Ephesus, beloved, was no doubt one of his greatest works, if not the greatest. And during the 3 years that he lived and worked in Ephesus, Paul established one of the greatest churches in world history. That the revival that swept through the city was so massive that the church of Ephesus soon became the largest and the most influential church in the first century. Paul was keenly aware, beloved, at this time that a door had opened for him that had never been opened to anyone else in human history. Beloved, look, glory be to God. Hallelujah. When we pray to God, God is going to answer our prayer. When we work for God, God is going to reward us. The time has finally come. We spoke it this morning on our prayer. Now is a set time of prosperity. Now is a set season. Glory be to God, beloved. And God is not partial. What he did for Paul, he'll do for you, he'll do for me. And I'm coming to prophesy to you that God is about to open a door of favor in your life, a door of blessing, a door of breakthrough, a door of miracles. Glory be to God. A door that has not been opened for nobody else in your family, nobody else in your neighborhood, and maybe nobody else on planet Earth. Nobody else in human history. God is about to open the door for you. Everybody's going to know that God did it, because if God didn't do it, the door wouldn't be open. Brother Paul writes in our scripture today, beloved. He says, for a great door. Now, see, we ain't talking about no little teeny door right here now. We ain't talking about no small-time opportunity. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Brother Paul says, amen, this is a great door and it's an effectual door, amen, opened, amen, unto me. The words unto me, beloved, amen, means the door has been opened uniquely to me. I'm praying for you, but this door that just opened up is for me. Huh? This is unique to me. Jabez prayed and said, Lord, increase my territory. Huh? He said, let me get it first. Oh, my God, Jesus, hallelujah. This was a moment when Paul was standing in the midst of an apostle's dreams. We're talking about a city, beloved, was falling to the gospel. Darkness was being driven out and the church was being established. Oh, Paul was some kind of happy, happy, happy. Got just what I wanted. Got just what I wanted. Got just what I wanted from the Lord. Paul referred to this unique, beloved opportunity as a great door. Not only was it a great door, it was an effectual door. It was one that had your neighbors talking. It was a blessing, amen, there to be a buzz. I mean, they got to talk about it on the Christian channel. They talking about it on Channel 6 News. They got you on CNN. Glory be to God. I'm talking about a blessing. I'm talking about a blessing that make you turn your head. Hey, my God. Something that was previously closed is now open. Something that was previously empty is now full. Something that previously did not exist now exists. The word, when Paul uses the word great, he says a great door, beloved. And in the Greek, that word means mega. So glory be to God. Hallelujah. Something that is huge. Something that is massive. Glory be to God. We ain't talking about no small stuff. We ain't talking about no chump change here. We ain't talking about no small time. No. Not this time. Not this go round. We out there. And God did it. He says a great door. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. A unique opportunity. See, God will give us opportunities, beloved. Now, it's up to us if we're going to go in or not. And sometimes we so skeptical of people. We so, you know, we refuse every offer. Because we think everybody up to tricks and games. We don't trust nobody. Every time an opportunity comes, we got to think about it and think about it. But they done come and gone, and you still think it. Because we don't trust nobody. See? But this was an opportunity here, and Paul knew that God did it. Paul said that this huge door of opportunity opened to him. Glory be to God. Glory. This was the opportunity of a lifetime. Woo, anybody ever experienced an opportunity of a lifetime? You ready for another one? Hey, some of us ready now. Some of us don't even know what they look like. We don't even know what an opportunity of a lifetime look like. Because God's ways are higher than our ways. His thoughts are higher than our thoughts. And God comes through big time, flexing his muscles, showing off in the lives of his children. He is a rewarder of them who diligently seek him and obey him. God know how to show off. Hallelujah. Using you as his trophy. Let the world know what God can do, what God will do. Letting the world know that it's nothing too hard for God to do anything. And he will do anything but fail. Paul is saying here that the doors were wide open. Paul had complete and total access to the city of Ephesus. He said, wow, finally. I'm not locked down to one corner. I'm not locked down to one neighborhood. I got the whole city. I got the whole thing. Oh, my God. Woo, hallelujah. I got the whole thing. I ain't get part of it. I got the whole thing. I got the whole date. I got the whole check. I got the whole thing. Oh, my God, Jesus, hallelujah. God know how to do it, beloved. Paul called this unique opportunity not only a great door, but Paul said this is a great door and this is an effectual door. The word effectual, beloved, is where we get the word energy. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. So it describes something that is forceful, something that is effective, active, or powerful. Glory be to God. Paul said, I got it. Oh, yeah. Hallelujah. Paul declared that when this door opened to him and when this door had opened to the gospel, it created a divine release of God's power that immediately began to engulf the city of Ephesus. But, beloved, I want you to notice one thing today. I want you to notice what else often accompanies a great and an essential door of opportunity. Y'all heard the saying, new levels, new devils? Whenever God does something special for you, expect the haters. You ain't got to wait for them to come. Just expect them.
Expect the haters. Expect people now that want to dig up stuff in your past, stuff you did last year, 5 years ago, 20 years ago, want to bring up charges of something you did 50 years ago. Where all this come from? Well, we didn't even know your name. Well, you was okay as long as you was low. You was okay as long as you was in the midst with those poor folks over there. You was okay because you was quiet. Well, you didn't mind you hollering a little bit on Facebook. Glory be to God. But now you trying to go here? The Bible says, beloved, amen. Paul says this. He says, a great door, an effectual door is open unto me, and there are many adversaries. Now, God didn't put that in the Bible, amen, just because he had nothing else to write. The word adversaries, beloved, glory be to God, express the idea of hostile forces that are standing in opposition to someone. They don't want to see you make it. No, you can't have this. It's too much. It's too much for you. No, you're going to be able to be a blessing to God's people now. No. No, we can't have no. Beloved, these forces are literally lying all around, pitted against a common foe and just waiting for the opportunity to strike. Beloved, amen, they're at the door. The devil already see your blessing coming. He can't stop it from coming. So what did he do? He have his adversaries at the door waiting. So when your blessings show up, they going to show up too, knocking on the door. My God, the blessing just got here 2 minutes ago. What you want? They was there all the time, beloved. The blessing stepped right over them. Because the devil can't stop your blessing. Beloved, amen. Glory be to God. These sneaky, sinister powers lie in wait to deceive. They lie in wait to attack. And they lie in wait to pry away your opportunity in order to steal it for themselves. This is what I told the person, amen, last week in their house. I said, glory be to God. I said, let me tell you that you have the spirit of the leech in your house. I said, and you got two of them. I saw both of them. And they tried to disguise themselves. I saw the Holy Spirit saw right through that. I said, that's why you can't get nothing going. That's why, amen, the money flowing through your hand. That's why you almost get the contract, then they change their mind. That's why you almost get the blessing, because you got the spirit of the leech that's stealing it, beloved. And thank God I was able to see that for that individual and caused me to look a little bit deeper in my own life, too. Anytime we find ourselves, beloved, standing at a rare door of opportunity. Now, you listen to me, because the Lord does not want to have us to be ignorant. Whenever you finally get there, as we prayed this morning on our 5 o'clock prayer, whenever you finally get there, you finally get what you wanted. And God not going to give you what you want. He going to give you more than what you want. Because he says in Ephesians 3:20, he says, now unto him who is exceedingly abundantly above all we can ask or think according to the power that worketh in us. The sky is not the limit with God. He always goes overboard. He will fill your cup till your cup runs over. Beloved, hear me. Anytime you find yourself standing before a rare door of opportunity, people with impure motives and people with jealousy will appear on the scene.
I'm going to say that again. People with impure motives, people with jealousy in their heart is going to appear on the scene. You know why they showing up? They come to see how they can steal the victory that you worked so hard to achieve. They come to see how they can steal it. They come to see how they can get it for themselves. Paul was very aware of this, beloved. Paul was aware that there were deceptive people opposed him. And Paul knew that these people would have loved to remove him and steal the place that God had given him in Ephesus. See, people want your glory, but they don't want your story. People want the blessing. Glory be to God. This new thing that God is doing for you. God taking you places. Glory be to God. People never thought you would get there. You didn't even know yourself you was going to get there. People, God will finally give you favor with somebody in a position to turn your life upside down in a moment. And now he got all these people. They want what they wanted for themselves. Now they're your bestest friend. Impure motives. Now they want to talk to you all the time. Let's go out to dinner. Let's go out to lunch. Hey, what's happening? Where was you? Where was you when I was struggling? Where was you when I needed some help? Where was you when I asked for a favor? Where was you when you knew the ministry was struggling along? Where was you at then? No, I know them. Yeah, I went to school with them. You went to church with them. Yeah, that's my sister in the Lord. Yeah, that's my bishop. That's my apostle. Yeah, I know them. Now they want to fling your name around. See? But they really want your glory. They want the blessing that God gave you. They want it to come to them. This is what Paul is saying right here. They're opposing me. They don't want me to get the breakthrough. They don't want me to get the blessing. They come to steal my blessing, man. Beloved, you got to be careful. You need a spirit of discernment. Why are certain people around you? And where was you when I needed you? And not to say that God won't bring no new people in your life, but beloved, you got to be very discerning. Because the devil is a trap. Read the whole script of chapter today in your devotion this morning. 1 Corinthians chapter number 16. Glory be to God. There are many. Amen. Who oppose me? Hallelujah. Thank you, Father God. Paul knew that they wanted to remove him and steal the place. In other words, you can't be the leader. We're going to be the leader. You ain't going to be in charge of this business. No, we got this. We got this. What? No, that's okay. No, we going to do this. We want to help you. You got to be careful. Oprah says something very profound about people that want to help you. I can't remember, but blah, blah, blah. You want to help me now that I'm loaded? You ain't had no problem, you ain't want to help me when I was struggling, but now you want to help me? Because I got this great door of opportunity. Now you ready to be my bestest friend? Beloved, you got to examine people's motives. And Paul had enough discernment. Paul had enough wisdom to know that these people were sent by Satan himself. They was leeches. They want to leech on your blessing. And we need the wisdom to know the difference, beloved. Glory be to God. We need the wisdom to be discerning, to be able to discern good from evil, black from white. What's from God and what's from the devil? God is the one who opened the door, but God didn't send the leeches. But the leech is going to always be attracted to the blessing.
Glory be to God. Sinister people, beloved, will see your success as their opportunity. You might want to write that down this morning. Sinister people will see your success as their opportunity. They ain't praying. You've been praying and fasting for years. They say they ain't start yet. You've been sacrificing. You've been trying to do all the right things when you messed up. You came back. You repented. You got that right. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. All the lonely days, all the lonely nights, all the hell you done been through. And they just want to come and just push you to the side and say, we'll take it from here. I say, hell to the no. Paul said, hell to the no. This is unique to me. I'm laboring for this. Now, I'm a bless some people. I'm a bless who the Lord tell me to bless. He said, this blessing here is unique to me. God is rewarding my faithfulness. God is rewarding my obedience. God is rewarding my sacrifice. And you just want to come in and take over so you can run in amok? He said, I don't think so. Glory be to God. Beloved, whenever we stand before a great and effectual door that the Lord has brought you to, hallelujah, when opportunity and success collide, beloved, That door of opportunity unique to you, the Spirit of God, the living God, will make you aware. You ain't got to worry about it. All you got to be is in tune with the Holy Ghost. And the Spirit of God will make you aware that your success is envied. People, it's beloved, it just goes together. Talk to any person that have accumulated any type of success. Some of them got to hire bodyguards. I don't know. He preaching the gospel and he got bodyguards. Yeah, I think he's a man of wisdom. I think he's a man of wisdom. You got to have bodyguards? Yeah, why? Because I got haters. I got people that hate me. Why? Because God blessed me. Not knowing that what God did for me, God can do for you too. But they don't want to wait for it. They want the shortcut. They said, I'll just take yours. Can I just ride on in your car? Can I just have a, can I just come on your boat? Oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. People will want to steal your blessing for themselves, beloved. And you have to know that that's real. Beloved, you see, as I close on this morning, jealousy and covetousness in others is an unfortunate reality. But the thing is this is why we have to be so careful and so spiritual. Because you won't know that is in them, because it only manifests when God opens that door of opportunity for you. Because see, they ain't got no reason to hate you now because you ain't got nothing. They ain't got no reason to hate you now because you're struggling like they struggling. But when God gives you that breakthrough, that's when the venom comes out. That's when the demon comes out. That's when the ones that were smiling in your face, glory be to God, is now trying to stab you in the back. That's now when people coming out the woodwork. You don't even know these folks. Covetousness, beloved. They want what you have. Covetousness is a nasty sin. Because they act of covetousness is when you want to take it from the other person and keep it for yourself. That jealousy is wicked. It's wicked. Sometimes we talk about people that become successful, how, well, it became successful, and now, you know, they got a new group of friends, and they got a new this and new that. Beloved, sometimes you got to. Because the ones you used to hang with, they hating you so much, you can't even be in their environment. You don't even trust your back in their environment. Sometimes they got to. And I never understood it myself until I started searching and researching. They was forced into a new circle. Because, see, other people that got it going on, they not going to be envious of you. Because they already got it. So they ain't got no reason to be jealous of you. It takes a real unique person, beloved, to really applaud somebody else's success. It takes a real unique person to be really, really happy for somebody that God has blessed and brought them over and brought them into this new dimension. That takes a very unique person when they're still waiting for theirs, but they can applaud you for theirs. Now, that's unique. And this is why Paul said, there's many that are opposing me. The ones I thought was going to be with me, I thought they was going to maybe throw me a party. Let's get the party started. Let's celebrate. Glory be to God. I was waiting, glory be to God, instead of throwing a party, glory be to God, they coming up against me, signing petitions and stuff. Where all this come from? Beloved, God put this in the word, amen, for us to beware. And that's why it's so imperative that you learn how to be discerning. Pray for the spirit of discernment, beloved. And the Holy Spirit will show you everything that you need to see. He ain't going to show you everything, but he's going to show you what you need to see. Those with impure motives have a way of showing up wherever people are being blessed. y'all saw the movie The Wedding Crashers and all those other movies? Well, people with impure motives know where the people are being blessed. And they know how to show up. And they know how to steal it if you let them. So don't be surprised when it happens to you. Amen, because a lot of you are really going up the ladder. Amen, a lot of you, I'm telling you, amen, it's just going to be, it's a privilege to be acquainted with you now. Amen, because I'm telling you, some of you are really going places in the Lord. Amen, to give God some glory and honor in other platforms of the world. Amen, some of you are going to Hollywood. Why? Because Christ needs to be shown there too. Amen. Glory be to God. Some of you, amen, are going to be world-renowned for your books, for your projects. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. Great doors of opportunities are opening up to you even right now. But beware. Beware of the haters. Beware of the leechers. Glory be to God. And beloved, you know what the sad part is? We ain't even got to do nothing real huge. Sometimes when you just move in a different neighborhood, they hating you. Sometimes when you move out that apartment into that house, they hating you. Sometimes you buy yourself, it wasn't even a new car. You just got yourself a nice used car, they still hating you. All you did was move from one job to another, they hating you. All you did was get married, they hating you. Well, any type of improvement, any type of advancement, any type of promotion, just watch the people, beloved. Just watch their face. Have a conversation with them. And they act like they're happy for you, then you just keep listening. It's going to come out. They can't help it because it's in their heart. Whatever's in your heart is going to come out. Something's going to slip out. And you're going to know. Beloved, the most important thing is we got to make sure that we're not one of them. We have to make sure that we do not oppose people who are being blessed. Amen. We have to make sure, amen, that we really have a heart that we can honor people and celebrate people for their successes. Glory be to God and the favor that God has given unto them. We have to make sure that we're one of them. Because it is easy, beloved. It's easy, amen, for us to allow that spirit of jealousy to come and have a seat in your house. And we don't want to be found guilty of that. Glory be to God. So, beloved, when the leeches show up and the haters show up, don't be surprised when it happens to you. And if you're not careful, these individuals will try to steal the victory away from you after you have worked so hard to achieve it. You have worked so hard, and they'll try to steal it away from you if you're not careful. So if you find that God has set a unique door of opportunity before you, beloved, walk through that door by faith. You don't have to make no excuses for your blessings. Well, I don't know why, God. Oh, hush. Hush. Don't make no excuses for your blessing. You've been faithful. Well, go ahead. Congratulations, brother. Congratulations. Yeah, well, you don't have to make no excuses for your promotion. Promotion doesn't come from the north. The promotion doesn't come from the south, the east, or the west. Promotion comes from God. Beloved, stop trying to make an excuse for your promotion. God did this. Glory be to God. So, beloved, when God has opened that door, cross on over. Because you best believe if God didn't open it, it wouldn't be opened. Cross on over by faith, expecting the power of God to be mightily released in and through your life. Meanwhile, however, do not forget to be sensitive to the Holy Spirit, because he will warn you if someone tries to sneak up from behind to steal what God has dropped into your hands. And beloved, when the blessing comes, sometimes God just drop it into your hands. You was next in line for a miracle, and God did it. Beloved, some of them people may be your family and your friends, unfortunately. You just got to do what you got to do. But you're going to give the blessing back so you can be at peace with your haters? You're going to give God his blessing back so you can be at peace with your haters? I don't think so. Beware of the leechers and prepare for the opportunity of a lifetime. That's what the Lord is saying to the body of Christ on this morning. Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ, we ask you to set a great and effectual door of opportunity before us. Please help us to recognize when that door opens, for we desire to truly appreciate what you are doing in our lives. At the same time, Father, we need you to help us to be spiritually discerning so we can differentiate. Y'all know I used to go say amen, glory be to God, to know the difference, to know the difference, Father, between our true friends and from opportunists who might come to take advantage of us and steal this victory from our lives. Father, give us spiritually discerning eyes to help us see who is and who is not with us whenever a great and effectual door is uniquely opened for us for your purposes. And we thank you and we bless you and we praise you, for we ask these things in Jesus' name. And our soul says, amen, amen, and amen. Glory be to God. All right, saints, that's the word of God for today. And we give God the praise, the glory, and the honor. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. You can tell who your real friends are, beloved. Amen. Hallelujah. But the ones who are with you, amen, while the door is closed. Who's standing with you when the door is closed? Then those will be the one that you can take through when the doors are open. It's really that simple. Amen and amen. All right. And form of announcement today. Amen. Tuesday, we'll be at the altar prayer today, Lord's willing, at 12 o'clock, back at 9 o'clock. Amen. Please, amen, come and join us. Remember, on Thursday, amen, at the homegoing service, amen, for Morton. Amen. Our Sister Brenda Murray's son, amen, that's on Thursday, amen, at 10 o'clock a.m. Amen. And to God be praised. Wednesday night is Bible study. Amen. And this Friday night is our praise party. Bring your own praise at 9 o'clock. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. We're wrapping up. Amen. The fellowship dinner. Amen. The tickets and the ads. I had a couple of you paid for the ads, but you didn't give me the ads. So we don't know what we're supposed to be putting in the book. Amen. So you got to, you know, just email me. Amen. You don't have to, since you already paid, you can't put it in on the website now because the money has to be accompanied with the website. Amen. So, amen. Just email me it. Amen. And Erica and I will be sitting down organizing all of that. Amen. Glory be to God. The end of this week, Lord's willing. In Jesus' name. Amen. And we have to pay for the event this week. All right. So we need to know who's going. Thank you. All right. Today, we have a birthday. Happy birthday. Let me see if I can find a birthday song. Happy birthday to ya. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to ya. All right, let me see if I can find a birthday song. Let us sing about 30 seconds of that. A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, 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 I, J, K. All right, here it is. Okay, all right, Frida. Okay, I still know my alphabet. Okay, here it is. All right, let's sing about a little bit of that.
Happy birthday to you, happy birthday to you, happy birthday, happy birthday, happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you, happy birthday.
Amen, amen, amen. Happy birthday, happy birthday, happy birthday. Amen. We want to celebrate and honor, amen, our Sister Shannon Sproul. Amen. Glory be to God. The Lord has blessed her another day and another year. Amen. I have known Sister Shannon for quite a few years now. Wow. Quite a few years. About 10, if not more. Amen. And I have seen God's hand, amen, on her life, where she has come from, amen, her growth, her development, her struggles, her determination, amen, to keep going and to be all that the Lord has called her to be, amen. She is gifted. Oh, my God. Shannon, Sister Shannon has so many gifts. It's like, wow. I'm still counting them. Amen. Glory be to God. And we want to thank God for her. Amen. Who she is and who she is becoming. Amen. In the Lord's kingdom. Amen. We want to thank God. Amen. For her affiliation with this ministry. Amen. In Life for Jesus Kingdom Ministry. Amen. Glory be to God. Also, amen, working in the vineyard over there with Pastor Evelyn Westfield and the Temple Refuge Church. Amen. And so we want to thank God, amen, for Sister Shannon. So Sister Shannon, amen, we just want to say this morning from the Life for Jesus Kingdom Ministries and from me, amen, your friend, your pastor, amen, Frida Bradford, amen, we love you, we appreciate you, we honor you, we see God. I don't even think you realize that just how golden you are. I don't think you realize it, amen, glory be to God, but nevertheless, amen, hallelujah, you are, amen. So thank you for all that you do. Thank you for allowing God to use you. Thanking God you for being so transparent and just, you know, with a made-up mind, amen, that you've made Jesus your choice. So we pray, my sister, amen, that this birthday gonna be the best birthday, hallelujah, the next year for you between now, amen, and your birthday come again, glory be to God, and you ain't gonna have to wait that long, amen, that you're gonna have some testimonies on testimonies on testimonies. May God bless you with a long life, a successful life, good success, healthy, wealthy, and wise. Amen. Glory be to God, granting you your heart's desire and opening that great and effectual door, amen, before you that no man can close. Amen. In Jesus' name. Amen. So from the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries, I want to say happy, 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 happy birthday. We'd like to give you the floor, my sister, if it's anything that you desire to say. Amen. At this time.
First of all, good morning and giving honor to God and thank you, Jesus. I just want to say this morning as I got up at 3:30 in the morning exactly and have heard the Holy Spirit. Sometimes when I want to give God my ultimate attention and I just want to be alone with him, I go and I get in my car. So I went and got it in my car immediately once my eyes opened up and my feet hit the floor. I made a mad dash to my car. Because I wanted to give God a special praise, a special thank you. Because I know many people don't live to be the age that I am, 53 years old today. And I just want to thank him for every second, every minute, every hour, every day, every month, every year. I was counting it off minute by minute. And I said, just want to say thank you, Lord, hallelujah. Because God has brought me a mighty long way. You know, he brought me through many waters. Even before I was saved, I knew I was meant for something on this earth. And I would always come into contact with God's people from a young age. I'm talking about in my teenage years. And I knew that God had a plan and a purpose because I said God would not have allowed me to go through all these things. And as God has been molding and making me over the years, some I've made bad decisions. And I know I'm not as far along in the Lord as I should be, but I thank God that He waited for me. When you hear me say sometimes, God, I thank you for leaving the 99 and coming after me in my foolishness. And even though I knew it, that God, you're going to use me for something. Even when I gave my testimony last week on last Wednesday about loss of children and different things, and I normally don't see things the way people see them. Even in those moments in my life, I just knew that God was going to carry me through. And now that I am saved and on the path looking upward to heaven, I now understand certain things. I don't understand it all, but God has allowed me to get some understanding of why he's taken me through this road. And as I was sitting in my car this morning, I said, God, I don't have my mother here. And for whatever reason, my father has decided to go astray. But I said, God, you always have been here with me from day one. And I remember my natural father telling me, Shannon, when you were born, you were small. You could fit you in the palm of a hand. That's how small you was on November 30th, 1968. And he said, and at that time, they had no experience with preemies. But he said, you fought, and you fought, and you fought in that incubator. He said, every time we came and looked in, he said, there you was. And I said, from that day moment on, that was God fighting for me, bringing me through. And now here I am 53 years later, and I am not surprised. But my humbleness, and I thank God for adoring me with meekness and humbleness to give him all the praise, honor, and the glory. Sister Shannon makes mistakes, but no, my heart is for Jesus, and my heart is for you all. I love you all. In Jesus' name, I love you all. And Pastor Bradford, I love you, and I love Pastor Westfield and all the things that I see in Pastor Westfield, even as I sit at the feet of your mother and see her ministering. I've had the opportunity to sit in her home personally and break bread with her and allow her to minister to me and share stories and share things with me. And I see all that she has poured into all eight of y'all. And because I've had the opportunity to hear her and listen. And I've had the privilege of being on both scopes, both sides. And then you throw Sister Nancy in and all the special and unique people in your family. But you bring us all together in the body of Christ. I say, God, wow. Who am I, God, that you are so mindful of me? The story is yet to be told. The story is not over. It ain't over till God says it's over, saints. So let us keep marching on, not just on our earth days, but every day. God, life is precious. Life is so precious, and my heart's desire is that God will just bring us all together in the right way. So as we prepare to come together on the 19th and rejoicing and being able to see each other physically, Lord's will, let us come with the right heart, mind, and spirit, and let us rejoice like Pastor Bradford was saying, with one another, with our talents, gifts, abilities, every door that God's opened. God is no respecter of person. What he will do for one, he will do for all. And it is truly my heart's desire to be grateful, just to be associated, to be in the body of Christ, to work and labor amongst all of you as one of us. We are all one, crying out in the wilderness all together in the body of Christ. And I just say thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Sister Darlene Carr, Sister Hattie Cooper, just to name a few, Sister Joanne Thurman, people that I have. I mean, it's just sometimes, even though we don't see each other, I call out in my prayer, especially when the Holy Spirit puts something on your heart and say, start praying right now. And that's with sincerity, and that's what I'm being learned, and that's what I'm being taught through my brothers and sisters, through my spiritual guides, you guys, and everything. And I just take it all as an honor and a privilege that God called me out of darkness into his marvelous light, because it could have ended up a different way, but I thank God, and I'm just rejoicing. I'm just looking forward to God growing me, and my prayer, my true heart's desire is that God will continue to purge me and prune me, that I will bring forth much fruit, as Pastor said on yesterday, because only what we do for Christ is going to matter. All these things are going to pass away, but my true heart's desire is that I'll make it in and hear God say, well done, well done, my good and faithful servant. And I thank you all, and I love you, Brother Tyrone Reed. I can't go without. I don't know why the whole. You sometimes you got to tell people things. I don't say much to the brothers in Christ because I don't want to offend anybody, especially when they're married. I don't want nobody to take it the wrong way. But even Brother Tyrone Reed, I see his growth and how he comes out with his special, and as Minister Stern Jackson, as Minister Jackson said last night, are different flavors. Some of us are salt. We all are salt, but some of us are salt, pepper. We bring our different uniqueness, and oh my God, when we all come together, my God, and we bombard heaven with those talents, and we just let the Spirit have its way. Oh my God. I know God is well pleased. We're going to keep on pleasing him, especially this ministry. It's going to be so blessed. It's already blowing up. It's already blowing up. I know whatever the watchers and warlocks are trying to do to prevent it, they can't stop it. They stand in somewhere saying, we can't stop it. We can't stop that anointing. We can't stop that blessing. We can't stop that prosperity. We can't stop those talents. They just keep coming out, bubbling up. And God say, now come forth. And we just thank God in Jesus' name. And I'm claiming it. And I'm going to be there to see it. And I'm going to be working still in the vineyard behind you, every one of you, just saying, God, keep them. Protection. Protection. Protection in Jesus' name. And I just want to say thank you all for your birthday wishes. I pray that God will give you your heart's desire. For Sister Shannon today, in Jesus' name, everybody, have a blessed day. Traveling mercy over you all and your families and children, in Jesus' name.
Amen and amen and amen. God bless you, my sister. Amen. Have a beautiful day. We're going to give the benediction, and then if anybody, amen, desires to have some wishes, amen, express some wishes to Sister Shannon, we'll open up the lines, amen, in Jesus' name, amen. Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior, thank you for the word of God as it has come forth on today, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you for preparing us for the blessing, Father God. Hallelujah, in Jesus' name, and how to handle the blessing with discretion. Thank you for Sister Shannon, another year, another day, Father. Give her a good day, Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ. Do something for Sister Shannon to encourage her, Father God, to just keep on moving. Hallelujah, know that it's going to be better. It's good already, and it's going to be better than good. Amen, in Jesus' name. Father God, meet us at the altar of prayer today. Father God, bless the prayer warriors as they come to serve. Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ. Help us not to be in the right place at the wrong time today. Cancel bad news, tears, and sorrow, Father God. We cancel premature death and declare that no weapon formed against us will prosper. No plague shall come nigh our dwelling, and only wealth and riches will be in our house. And we say thank you and we bless you. Now we bind absolutely every spirit of retaliation. Amen. Holly, we seal this prayer by the word, the blood, and the spirit, and we cast it at the feet of Jesus to declare it cannot, will not, shall not be broken. Amen. Hallelujah. And Satan is defeated. Now unto him who was able to keep you from falling and to present your faults before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power. Amen. And the Lord bless you and keep you and make his face shine on you and be gracious to you. And the Lord turn his face towards you and give you peace. Amen. And Satan is defeated. Darkness is dispelled. And Jesus Christ, he is the King of Kings. And he is the Lord of Lords. Amen. Hallelujah. Okay, so as I'm opening up the lines, amen, hallelujah, for everyone to take, amen, about 30 seconds, amen, express your gratitude or whatever you want to say. Our sister Priscilla asked me, Sister Shannon, to express to you that she had to run to an appointment, amen, but she wishes you a happy birthday, amen, from Sister Priscilla Woods, amen, and to God be praised. All right, Saint, the floor is open, and if not open, it's opening, amen, glory be to God, and everybody have a lovely, lovely, lovely day, amen, in Jesus' name. God bless.
Good morning, Sister Shannon. This is Joanne Thurman. I just want to wish you a happy birthday. You are such a blessing to this ministry. Your wisdom, your words, your courage, everything about you, it just shows the humility and the glory and blessings that's on your life, how you just speaks it from your spirit. The blessings of the Lord is upon you, and we're so blessed to have you. I love to hear you speak. It's amazing when I met you at our church to see the growth in just a matter of 2 years of where you've come from and how he's using you, and your future looks bright in the Lord. So have a wonderful day. God bless you and your family and keep you is my prayer in Jesus' precious name. Be blessed, my sister. Peace and grace.
Amen.
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 Thank you all.
Happy
birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. You know, my sis, you are such a wonderful, a pleasing, uplifting spirit. We just thank God that you bring that joyous. When you speak with pure joy, with pure love. And we just thank you for always speaking in such good spirit. And like Pastor said about wishing that this day going to be the best day it's ever going to be. It's going to be the best life that it can ever be. So we wishing you Godspeed and thanking you for God love that you give to each and every one of us. So to God be the glory, peace and blessings, and thank you for being who you are.
Thank you, too.
Good morning. Happy birthday, Sister Shannon. To God be the glory. Whatever you decide to do today. Whatever you decide to do today. You keep that tickle right with you. I tell you, keep that smile on your face. In Jesus' name. Enjoy. Enjoy your day. I pray that God grants you everything that your heart desires. I just love your spirit. Never met you before, but just to be on this call. And your spirit is so genuine, you know, and every time I hear you speak, it will radiate in my spirit. So I wish you a happy birthday. I pray that God grant you your heart's desire in Jesus' name, and bless you many, many more to come. So enjoy.
Thank you.
Pop your feet up. Get a cup
Amen.
Of milk. And enjoy your day. Happy birthday.
Thank you so much. All of you guys. Thank you so much. Sister Darlene, I just identify with your spirit, even though I never seen you. That's why every time I hear your voice, I just start laughing. I say, we just going to be the cut-ups in the ministry. We going to set it.
Amen.
Thank you all. Just thank you all. Everybody have a blessed day. You touch my heart so much. You are my family. My natural family means a lot, but you guys mean more, a lot to me, so much more than these words can just say. You got tears in my eyes. Oh, get out of here, yo, guys. Go have
Amen.
A blessed day.
It's joy. Nothing like it. Nothing like tears and joy. Nothing like it.
Yeah.
Enjoy your day.
Yes. Sister Shannon.
Thank you.
Sister Shannon, this is Olivia. I just want to say that you are a worker in God's vineyard and that you are storing up treasures in heaven. And I do think you are a walking testimony of what God can do. So I just wish you the best day as well as your upcoming life, that he will pour out his blessings on you and open up the window of heaven and give you your heart's desire. I do say happy birthday to you because you are a blessing.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Sister Tanya. Thank you, Sister Norwood. Thank you. Thank you all. Thank you so much.
Yes.
In Jesus' name, thank you. I'm just so humble, that's all. I just say look to Jesus, not me, but God. Where would we all be if it hadn't been for God who was on our side, giving us wisdom and strength, calling our souls and minds into existence? You know me. I'm just going to give it all back to him because we owe him everything.
Mm-hmm.
We are nothing without him. He remains faithful. And I just knew after 12 noon, after 12 a.m. midnight, I said, thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, God, hallelujah. Because so many people didn't make it in Jesus' name. And I'm just rejoicing in the God of our salvation. And all of us, we got one another. We got one another. We are God. We are brothers and sisters in Christ. And we are God. I mean, you can't tell me if I didn't see one of y'all, we didn't work arm in arm, that you not my brothers and sisters in Christ.
That's right.
Hallelujah. I just thank God. I know we don't our weapons of warfare are not physical, but they are spiritual. But one day, just a short, really short thing, I was in the car with Sister Nancy, and somebody went and said, either they gave her a hearty look or they did something, they made a move. And I told Sister Nancy, I got to ask God to crucify the flesh because I went back to the Shannon. And I said, because I will stand in the gap. I'll be like Peter and slew their ear off. But I said, Sister Nancy was like, oh, no, don't. I said, no, because if they do something, my initial thought is to stand in front of her and say, don't you do that. Don't you do that. This is my sister. And I said, Sister Nancy, I will do it. But she said, Shannon, but you know our weapons of warfare are not physical. And that's just how much my heart goes out. And I would do the same for Sister Darlene Carr, any one of y'all. But y'all pray for me that God will turn that around, that I will fight as a warrior in the spirit and not be ready to fight in the natural, because I know that the devil can use that and bring about premature death. And that's what he was trying to do. So I said, Shannon, no, you got to turn it around. And I heard the Holy Spirit say, no, now you're a warrior in Christ. You don't have to fight with your hands anymore. You are a prayer warrior and an intercessor. So I said, you know what? I'm going to pray. And I had to repent that very minute. I said, Sister Nancy, sorry, but sometimes I forget because my love and my respect for you all is just like that. I'm not going to let nobody stand and disrespect you because you are my sisters and my brothers in Christ. We are our brother's keeper, and especially those that are of the household of faith. And this is why I don't like being phony. I really don't. I don't like it. I'll be transparent. I'll share what the Holy Spirit put on my heart, and I share it with confidence in Christ because I know what he's brought me from, he's delivered me from. So this is why I want to fight, but I thank God for turning it around that I fight in the spirit now. And I thank God for each and every one of you. Believe me, I thank you for all of you. Sister Brenda Murphy, all of y'all. Oh, God. Mm-hmm. That's the first three people I thought about was y'all this morning. Because I knew people were going to have me on the, I was going to get on the line, and I'm just rejoicing. Mm-hmm. And I can't wait to see some of you on the 19th. Even though we all might not be there, but we are together. When y'all rejoice, I rejoice. When y'all hurt, I hurt. I don't stand there giggling in my heart and saying, nah, nah, no, no, no. That's not the way God operates.
Yeah.
That's not the way he operates. And I love you. That's all I can say. I love you so much in Jesus' name. Everybody have a blessed day. We better get off this line. In Jesus' name. You too. Sister Shannon is going to sign out.
Good morning, Shannon. Good morning. Happy birthday to you. God bless you and God keep you and God be with you. And I pray to God that you have a blessed day and God give your heart so desire. I love the way you speak. I love the way you praise the Lord. The enemy is a liar. He knows us as well as God knows us. Just keep your hands in God's hand and God will fight out every battle for us. And I just thank God for meeting you. God bless you. Have a blessed day. And happy birthday.
Thank you. Okay, thank you all. Tell Tariq that Sister Shannon said hello. I haven't seen him in so long, but tell him I said hello.
He's in college. Keep him in prayer. He's in college. Keep him in prayer. Keep him lifted up. He's having a little rough time of being away from home, but just keep him. His grades are good, but just keep him lifted up in prayer. It's hard for these kids that's out here in school right now.
Amen,
so I really appreciate
amen.
You always keeping him and his mom in prayer for me.
Yes. Amen. Thank you, God. Okay,
you.
Sister Shannon, I'm going to sign out in Jesus' name, but thank you. Thank you so much. This was so hard.
You're welcome.
Happy birthday too
before you
happy
sign
birthday.
Off. This is
thank
happy
you, Sister Gwendolyn.
Yeah. Please. In the wonderful name of Jesus, I hear everybody, and God is so good. And I just thank him right now as he store his blessings upon you. He's already been blessed and is blessed. And I thank God every time I get on the phone also, and I see your face, I see messages, scriptures, and different things. And your testimony last week was overwhelming. It was beautiful. And every time I think about you and everybody else on the prayer line, I know you're going to have a wonderful everything. That's my new word now, because too many words to pull up. So I say, have a blessed everything from the very top of your head to the crown of sole of your feet. You are blessed, and we love you. I love you personally, and Reverend Bradford, we love you. And who else is on the phone? Tyrone, and you know names. I got it all together because I got to get it before December the 19th, and I'm excited, and I know we all excited for the ones that are going to come out, and the ones that don't, they still in our spirit, because this is a strong, strong, strong prayer line, and I'm thank God to be a part of it. So you have a blessed everything in Jesus' name, amen.
You too. And Sister Gwen, Sister Jackson, Denise Jackson, I said hello, and God's blessings upon her. I've been praying for her in Jesus' name, and I love her. Let her know that for me, please, personally. Thank you.
Yes, I will.
Okay,
yes,
thank
I will.
You. All
God
right, we better
you.
Get off this
God
line, y'all. Okay. Thank you.
God bless you all as well. God bless you. The best
God bless
everybody. And have
God bless
an absolutely outstanding birthday. Because you're
thank
outstanding.
You so much.
So you are outstanding. You are who you are, and you are outstanding.
Mm-hmm.
And you're beautiful.
In Jesus' name.
God bless.
Amen. Thank you so much, all of you. Amen. Okay, Pastor Bradford, you can shut it down because I know this probably caught me. I can't see
it. Happy birthday. Yes.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Happy birthday.